All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. You done? Just get on the microphone. Good God.
It was off the mic conversation.
Yeah, but then the music starts, and then you got to stop. Them's the rules.
Oh, I see. Company guy.
Not a company guy. I'm an audience guy.
He's actually trying to help you, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's trying to be a good friend to you, Leroy.
Headlines are brought to you by...
Don't let him hold you down, Leroy.
Doralkia. No one's holding him down!
Oh, you guys are holding him back.
We got a radio show to do!
Hold me back.
I'm not holding him back!
Hold me back.
Let him know how it is, Leroy.
Go ahead, get your little
thing. Come on, get your little thing on.
Yeah.
Give me my... you're on notice music.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Gotta bring that back up. What was on notice music?
It was. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles inventory on the Sport Sorento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Are you sure it's nobody else? Because you gave Mike McDaniel the business.
I did, but that's it. Because.
Yeah.
Because all of the other people that you put on notice, besides Jennifer putting a kicker on notice.
That was good.
That was good.
That wasn't great.
She put somebody on notice that had their best year as a professional.
Leroy, yeah. I'm going to say it one more time. Keep this same energy on the chat when we are playing, okay?
Okay, but I don't go.
True.
You guys go after kickers more than I do. There's nobody in this room.
Pretty sure you've cussed him out a couple
times.
There's
nobody in this building that's been hurt more than me by a kicker.
That's fair.
Okay, so if I'm not going after a kicker, whatever. But I just think...
You don't have to. I will for you.
Here's the deal. In fairness to all the other guys you put on notice, it's all of a consequence of the offense that they're running. And so from that standpoint, I'm going to the person that's coordinating all of this and saying that I know that the offense that we've seen here in Miami is nothing like the offenses he had in Atlanta, Cleveland, or San Francisco. And I'm just curious as to why, first of all. Why? This is not why you're here. Everybody saw those offenses you were running, right? And said, that's what we want here. And then you come here and you do something totally different. So, yeah, you got to be on notice.
I'm with you.
I'm a firm believer in this. At some point, the players have to compete. I don't care what kind of coach you are. At some point, the team has to go on the field and beat the other team. But when coaches try to out-coach the other side of the field, you take it out of your athlete's hands. Right? For example, I'll give you a perfect example. I played with Randy Moss. You think there was an offensive scheme to get Randy open? Or Randy was just great and he got open? At some point, your guys got to be better than the guys they're playing against.
Who else is on the list, Marcos, for you're on notice?
Oh, we got a good one.
Wow.
Oh, you're going to like this one. This man accused the Miami Dolphins of being liars.
What?
He took 2 years to rehab. Mr. Bradley Chubb.
Whoa. He did say they were liars. Is Bradley Chubb on notice?
Bradley Chubb on notice.
Heesh.
Very, very hefty contract we gave the man.
Why are you saying it like that, huh?
Because Bradley Chubb hasn't played football in 16 months. That's why. You're still paying him a lot.
I think he took a big pay cut this year. I don't think they are paying him.
I still don't that, like. It,
but they paid him a lot of money to not play football.
Right. So I think it's well, like and I'm gonna
they
be.
They have paid him a lot of money.
I'm gonna be a little lenient with injury. Right. I'm more than sure Bradley Chubb didn't get up one morning and say, you know what, I want to be hurt and sit out the whole year. That being said, I'm not going to put you on notice, but I expect you to be back in form. Because you had a whole year off.
I'm putting him on notice.
Why?
Whoa!
It's just time.
My question is this.
Serve notice. You're on that.
He was causing havoc before he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So, to say he's on notice when before he was on notice, he was still performing.
I think most people would look at that trade, though, and say that it hasn't panned out for getting a first-round pick.
Right.
So, right. Yeah, he's on notice for me.
Okay.
Because if it doesn't work this year, when's it going to work?
It's not.
So, it's that's not. Why. That's why he's on notice.
And I would also say, maybe get the large pants and jersey. I'm going to just say it.
I thought you said you want the fat asses to be fat asses.
Sure you did.
No, that. But that's he's wow. No.
I just went for lying.
Not there. Russian. Say that. The say rushers? That.
Mm-hmm.
No. Agile, nimble. Okay? I want the fat asses blocking. Mm. You do. I want the guys up front blocking.
Word's
I don't level. Want them pulling. I don't want them trying to go out and hit the corners. I want them to hit the big guys in front of them. Seems like you're avoiding contact when you run out to block a corner.
Give us one more frog boy for the game.
All right. This guy, his second tenure with the Dolphins. Couple declining seasons these past couple years. Minka Fitzpatrick.
Wait. I understand that, but are you really putting Minka Fitzpatrick in
I know,
there?
Right?
Like, I wouldn't compare Minka Fitzpatrick to any of the other guys we play with because he's three-time Pro Bowler, All-Pro. Right? So I'm not going to – no.
If this was history class. But
shut up. Because you know why?
Why?
Wow.
Let me tell you why right now. Because that's the same crap you said with Jimmy.
What?
He got us to the finals 3 years ago.
Yeah, but he didn't get us to the finals. He did it with the Steelers.
I'm just saying.
He did it with the Steelers.
Like, but you're saying that's the past. If I said that
he
about
didn't
Jimmy.
Do it for the Dolphins.
If we said that about Jimmy, you flip out.
Here's his Dolphins resume.
Every time we said that about Jimmy,
but
you
Jimmy
flip out.
Jimmy did it for the Heat. It's not
it's
a good
still
comparison.
The past. It's still it's the past.
It's not a good comparison.
It's still the past.
At least if you give me good feelings, that's in the bank for the past. Minka Fitzpatrick, here's his Dolphins resume. Get me out of here. I hate Brian Flores. So therefore, ergo, you're on notice.
Whoa.
You better bring it. Because right now, your Dolphins resume consists of hightailing it out of here.
I'm going to serve notice. You're next.
Am I crazy here?
Yeah.
You're nuts.
You're crazy.
You just let bygones be bygones?
Wow.
No, you don't.
I mean, they got rid of him. He went and got three Pro Bowls or three All-Pros. Now he's coming back. I expect that same performance.
Sounds like you do think he's on notice then.
That's not putting him on notice, though.
I think so. You're no. Your words.
Sound like you're saying words it's, you're gently putting him on notice.
No.
And Jennifer? Wait,
so now you say he was declining?
I didn't say he was declining.
Okay.
I didn't say. I said that his you want to go by past resume, and I say it didn't do it for the Dolphins.
Past resume is recent.
Not last year.
So now we're going. So wait.
What was that?
Let's be clear.
Yep.
So when you talk about players and talk about what they've done.
Yep.
You can only go back 1 year.
Case by case.
You know what it is, you know what case by case means?
Case by case.
That when you make the exception, it works.
I let you make your exception?
No, I didn't.
You make exceptions all the time.
Like what? Name one. Yeah, see, that's what I thought.
Aaron Rodgers.
What do you mean?
You're trying to claim that you don't hate him.
I don't.
You don't count his Super Bowl.
Dude, you were still in high school.
I wasn't in high school. I graduated college in 2008.
Oof.
Which is before... He won a Super Bowl!
Yeah, so I was out of college. He said I was already a married man.
Very loud.
2011.
Wow. I graduated high school 2011.
Mm. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't say her! You said me!
Okay. Long time ago. How long are you going to hang on to that? One Super Bowl. I mean, Peyton Manning won one Super Bowl, and they guess what they said? Oh, well, just one Super Bowl, you don't have two. They didn't say it with Aaron Rodgers.
Graduated college 2008, huh?
Yeah.
Ancient.
No. Tell me.
Ancient.
Woo.
I got married.
2008.
Jukebox says, Tobin doesn't remember when he graduated? That was a question more than a statement. It was 2008. But it's been a while. Take a break. Back after this.
Bro.
According to 24/7, LSU is warmer Texas is warmer, or Texas A&M is warmer. Texas is warm. Miami is warm.
What do you mean?
Those are the visits that he's had. So okay. It seems like it's either Texas A&M or LSU, according to his most recent visits.
Whew. Tell you what.
What position is he playing?
I tell you what Miami can't do.
Ah.
Hmm? When it comes to money, they can't compete with the other three schools.
We can't?
No.
Really?
Not.
Then why is everybody always bitching about how much money we're spending?
Huh?
Then why is everybody always bitching about how much money we're spending?
Yeah. Dude, you know, Texas A&M is one of the richest universities in the country.
I understand. Yeah, but I never hear an article about them spending too much money.
No.
Yeah. Also, they suck.
Because it's the SEC.
Yeah. And they suck.
Kind of dragging this out, though.
Come on, Lamar.
Yeah.
Can we pick that?
You know, in the new college football game, they've added this.
You know what my favorite part is? When all these fans celebrate, and then LSU.
Oh, you proved you wrong. You're a liar, Leroy.
Wait, is he throwing the hat? Is he really
staying home?
There?
Oh, he got the jersey already.
Boo.
Go Tiger.
He's going to regret that.
Hey, he's got the baseball jersey on. Good for him.
Boo.
Hometown kid staying home.
Not good for him.
I feel good for him. I don't care.
Nah, boo.
What position does he play?
D-line.
He's a big boy.
That's a D-lineman?
Yeah, but look at how little the people are around him, dude. Well, look at that.
Well, he's standing up.
Doesn't matter.
He's on the stage.
Just look at...
He's 6'4".
I can't trust you. You told me he wasn't going to LSU.
I didn't think
you were. That's because you didn't want to go.
You were wrong 30 seconds ago.
I was scared that I was going to get in trouble.
So, there you go. Anyway, nothing quite like your team finishing third when it comes to recruiting. Oh, man.
Did we finish third?
I don't know.
Oh, but
it's kind of like Love Island. You just don't want to finish last.
There you go.
It's dark night last night.
You're first if you're not last.
That's what Ricky Bobby said. Hey, let's get to a little spicy pick, huh? It's time for our Hard Rock Bet of the Night.
Hold on.
Brought to you by Hard Rock Bet.
Hold on.
Hard Rock Bet is legal in Florida and the place to bet on your teams today and every day. Hard Rock Bet has props, parlays, and live play-by-play betting and the no-regret first bet up to $100. If your first bet doesn't win, you get your money back. Try again. Hard Rock Bet is offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 or older and physically present in Florida to play. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
Am I the only one that when I downloaded it? Spicy. I downloaded Hard Rock New Jersey.
What? I didn't even know there was another thing.
Maybe Mrs. Toby can put some bets in for you.
Well, they have a guitar hotel in Atlantic City now, don't they?
Yes, they do.
It's going all over the place. One of the things going up in Vegas.
All right. Let's go back to...
They should have different instruments everywhere.
Really? Right? You want to build like a giant...
Here we go.
Like a drum.
Like a giant drum. Is that cool?
I don't know. It'll be like a coliseum, but a drum.
Are you FaceTiming somebody?
No, I'm looking at Hard Rock.
He really wants Mrs. Tobin to put
at the Hard Rock.
Listen, you're getting mad at me, and then you played a voicemail on the air.
What was that girl's name? Lisette?
Evelyn.
How can we forget?
That's who he's FaceTiming.
All right, should we try Marlins again tonight?
Whoa! You know what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Lose once, not going to lose again.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They definitely say that.
I'm going, okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Marlins are underdogs.
Marlins are dogs tonight?
Yeah.
They got Nick Lodolo on the hill for the Reds, 6'6".
Cal Quantrill.
He's been pitching a lot better since his meatball starts.
Nope.
What do you mean, nope?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Pitching a lot better?
He has
sounds like an over.
Oh, you can bet the over. I mean, it's a small ballpark.
Let's go over.
You're not doing a lot of...
What's going on here?
You're not being a team player here.
What do you mean?
Well, first of all, you were 0 for...
That's true.
You know, I think you would like a little. We should do a little more back and forth.
Fine.
I mean, betting the over. Like, why don't we do some home run parlays, baby?
What are we doing here?
Home run parlay worked out for a strong last game.
Well, wasn't the home run what costed us though? Or
barely though.
Okay,
barely.
That's fair.
Barely. Got Marlins, Reds tonight. Do you want to bet? Do you want to do a double prop? Of like, do you want to do Ellie De La Cruz hit a home run?
Oh, he's good.
What if we go Ellie De La Cruz?
Uh-huh. Batter home run.
And Kyle Stowers.
Oh, the Stow
plus 2,000 for the both to go deep.
Whoa, whoa.
Going over.
Just two things?
Two home runs. We
That's
got
good value.
Stowers.
Yeah.
Damn it, Schmeathen.
What do you say?
I'm not saying.
Value. Tobin is Belly De La Cruz. Sorry. So sorry. Can't even talk baseball.
Can't even talk baseball, huh?
Rough.
Jesus.
Yikes.
I'm just saying, if you think Cal Quantrill is going to give up, I mean, maybe instead we go Ellie De La Cruz, we go Kyle Stowers, couple home run.
Yeah.
And let's go.
Where are we going, right?
Nick Lodolo.
And over. The over is a lock.
Okay. It's a lock.
It's a lock, he says. All right, so he wants to go.
I like this. I like locks.
Over 8.5.
Yep.
Over 8.
Doesn't really move the needle that much.
Really?
All right. What about Marlins winning? We're underdogs, right? Money line, Marlins winning?
If we go Stowers home run.
Yeah.
Ellie De La Cruz home run.
All right.
Marlins win.
Yeah.
Plus 4,000.
Hey. Plus 5,000.
Plus 5,000.
For three things to occur. Just three things. I'm liking that value. But well, you don't seem like this would have gotten you. Look what you did, Leroy. Look what you did. Plus 5,000 would have gotten Tobin excited. Hold on.
Let me see. I'm not ready yet. All right. He doesn't feel it.
Ladies and gentlemen, he doesn't feel it. He's not feeling it.
Checking the splits.
Check the splits. Sometimes you got to check the splits.
Check the splits.
Oh, man.
Sometimes you got to wet the plywood, you
know?
We're out on that.
Stowers out.
Does not have a home run against a lefty this year.
Hey, this is research. That's good.
So you got to go.
That is research.
Should we go Otto Lopez?
Otto Lopez?
What? Otto Lopez had a great season.
How many home runs does he have?
Let's see. Well, you got to remember, that's a Little League park there,
that
dude.
It's a Little League park.
That's great.
That's what they say.
It's a Little League park, and you're just dismissing Automatic Lopez.
Automatic.
That's why they call him the Auto Man. What?
Come
He's
on.
He's got nine home runs this year.
Nine?
Not nothing. No, third on the team.
It's not nothing.
Dude.
What?
I got nine home runs this year.
You don't have nine home runs this year.
Do you?
Taking Stowers off. Although, I mean, if they run Lodolo early, then maybe he gets to face a bullpen guy.
Wow.
See if you get rid of that home run and do just the over.
Just the over.
You're really obsessed with this. So you want to do just the over and the win?
He really thinks it's a lock. He said it's a lock.
Okay. It's plus 275. Cool, dude.
Oh, okay. No,
thanks for the fun.
Thanks for that, Leroy.
Please stop with the over stuff.
Getting real spicy, dude. Right,
that's not spicy, okay? It's called a spicy.
It's spicy.
Spicy.
Don't you love this music in the background?
Yeah. Why is it spicy?
Why? Why is it spicy?
It's a complete. That's like a mild
spicy.
Chicken wing.
So what do you want?
It's spicy.
Spicy.
One time I got a spicy drink. From Burger King.
You know, one day they tricked me into eating shrimp that was super spicy.
A what?
Shrimp.
It's just like I don't like drinks with vegetables in them.
No, see, my dad thought it was really funny to be like, oh, look, we have shrimp. But he had drenched it in hot sauce.
Oh, I like that.
And I don't really do hot sauce. So I got really excited. I ate the whole thing and I didn't.
I tell you what.
I got played.
If that hot sauce is very hot and it catches you off guard, that's the scene of a crime right there.
It was the scene of a crime. Well, no, not that.
Well, no, too late. You already admitted it.
That was not where I was going.
Marcos goes, no, too late. You already admitted it.
That's not where I was going, though.
Already
in? I thought it was not
there. So what are we doing?
She's got the BGs.
Well.
We need a replacement.
I know.
Are we doing all, can we go somewhere else?
We can throw another. We can go to another game.
Summer League. Hey, aren't the Heat in action tonight?
Make this spicy, tomorrow
night.
Okay?
Tomorrow night.
We got to get tomorrow. Oh, Cooper Flagg. That's tonight, though, huh?
Yeah, we already blew that on our parlay yesterday.
Yes, son of a gun.
Mm. I mean, you want to do it again? You want to go? You want to put this one back in this parlay? I mean, it feels like it's got musk on it. You know,
anything that was in yesterday's parlay.
I agree.
It has to be.
It's got musk on it.
Yeah.
It's just like yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Ew. Never exactly. Say that again.
What do you mean?
I just hate that.
Elon Musk.
Doesn't sound good.
It's got musk on it.
Ugh. Ew.
Musk is like right underneath or right above mold.
Oh.
Musk.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm. Then mold.
Smells mildew.
Then cheese.
Mildew.
From mildew under. And mold is the same thing, right?
Yeah, but one of them sounds nasty.
What about...
Just one sounds worse.
Mildew.
Marcus Stroman's still doing it for Seattle? Ooh, okay. Hold on.
Okay, all right.
Here's what we got.
My mariachi bag.
I'm seeing somebody I want to take advantage of.
Who?
Be careful.
I think we go back to Seattle, New York.
Oh.
Marcus Stroman's on the hill today.
Stroman.
Not what he once was. Okay.
Nope.
He's got that Sandman ERA this year.
Yikes.
Should we go Big Dumper again?
Big Dumper?
Go Big Dumper. Put Big Dumper in the parlay. We go Marlins.
Big Dumper.
Ellie De La Cruz and Big Dumper.
Who the hell's Big Dumper?
Kyle Raleigh. He's leading the AL in home runs.
Okay.
I like the Big Dumper.
Let's see if that does for us. Plus 4,000.
Hey. All right,
let's go.
All right.
Boy, you look good. Won't you back that thing up?
Marcos.
It's a big dumper.
All righty. Boom.
I'm in.
There we go.
We'll take a break. Final segment coming on up. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
I got it. Wait, where's the rest of them?
What do you mean?
His eyebrows.
I don't know.
They only go halfway.
Detroit Lions. You know, I started watching a quarterback yesterday.
Nope.
Did you like
Ooh.
What you saw?
I got it. I tell you guys this. I've been telling you this, and I saw it a mile away.
Yeah.
This Joe Burrow. Boring.
Uh-huh.
More like Joe Burrow. Because he's got nothing for me in this show. Boring the hell out of me. The only thing is that his mom was really big into fashion. That's why Joe Burrow dresses so cool. His mommy dresses him that way.
Wow.
And but I mean, he's got the personality of a walnut. It really is just boring.
Of a walnut.
Of a walnut, okay. J-Fix.
I mean,
Kirk Cousins, he brings something to the table.
I would say the personality of a bird seed, because that what I ate earlier was
again
gone.
With whatever. The bird seed. It's been an hour.
Yeah, like, I don't understand. It says mixed nuts and yogurt.
Let me catch you going to that vending machine
whole
and getting
bag
seeds
was filled
again.
With bird seeds. It's stuck in my teeth. I didn't even get to chew. There was no caloric value in the bird seed whatsoever.
Yeah, they went through the Achilles rehab of Kirk Cousins. That was kind of interesting.
Okay.
Jared Goff was kind of interesting because Jared Goff was talking about you know, how hurt he was that he was let go by the Rams initially, and he was like, the guy didn't even talk to me. He's like, oh, dumped. And then they talk about how, you know, he's found his home in Detroit and things are going good for Jared Goff.
You know what though? I think this Jared Goff, I think I'm seeing through this. This is his third television show.
Is it? Yeah. Well, yeah, he was on Hard Knocks twice. It's not really his television show.
This guy just wants the attention.
Really?
He's attention hungry.
They're both more interested in Joe Burrow.
That's fair.
A walnut.
Walnut.
This is Joe Burrow. It's like, we just had to play better.
Did they mention anything at all about his house?
I haven't gotten to that part yet.
What?
Is it coming?
Where he gets robbed. No, that is coming. I know that they do talk about that this season. But it's I don't even have to watch the episode, J-Fig. This is what it is.
What?
I just feel a little violated. You know?
Okay.
Got to focus on winning. Trying to focus on winning. Got robbed.
Yikes. I mean,
and who
to
the
be honest with
that
you,
was taking care of your house during that time?
Tobin, to be honest with you,
what?
Quarterbacks aren't usually, you know what I mean? When you go by position, I would say wide receivers, cornerbacks.
But see, Tua gave us Christmas.
Yeah,
he did. They made a mistake, though. Cam Ward was the obvious option. I don't know why they're not following.
Well, it's the past season. Cam Ward was on the Hurricanes.
Oh, that makes sense.
So maybe he'll be on this one.
There's the end.
Don't
listen,
have to give him,
buddy, don't give him that look, Leroy.
Don't even.
You know what's funny, though? There was a point where Kirk Cousins, he goes up to a fast food place afterwards. He's getting some food.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's trying to be coy, like he doesn't play for the Falcons, right? He likes to pretend, oh, I'm not a Falcon, even though he's got a film crew with him. And the lady's, he's like, he goes to the lady, he goes, you Falcons fan? And the lady just goes, Saints.
Oh, wow.
And he goes, they lost.
Wow.
So I got to see a little of that Atlanta-New Orleans beef that you talk about so much.
That's good.
For real. That is like Miami-Florida State. Mm. New Orleans-Atlanta. I told you, this has nothing to do with sports. Back in the day, somebody's governor or mayor took the other one's wife.
Mm.
This goes way back.
It also seems that Joe Buttero's father has become addicted to tailgate parties.
Another
thing.
What?
Well, he used to be a coach.
In
and then
Cincinnati?
The parents host a tailgate party every week.
Any strippers?
No.
Amateur hour.
No, Marcos. No, dude, you have
somebody hasn't food. Been to Cain versus Bethune.
That's what I'm saying.
Food. What's amazing to me is how people drag their whole grill.
Oh, yeah. That is strange.
It's amazing. I mean, they set up two tents. Like, oh, I love it.
So, I'll try and watch a little bit of that tonight. But I got Love Island tonight, so I don't know how much.
Oh,
is it the finale?
No.
No,
yeah,
no, it's not the finale tonight.
People are saying it's Saturday. Is it Saturday or Sunday?
I would think it's Sunday. Why would they make it Saturday? That's off schedule.
Wow. Also, actually, they wouldn't do that anymore. They're not going to do any more of the, after sun? Yeah, that.
Sunday. They probably. I mean, I imagine they have one preview that they're going to do. Mm. I would think.
Because After Sun is usually on Saturdays.
Yes. Right?
How long until the next season?
Not until next summer.
Whoa, really? Once a year?
Yeah.
I thought they'd milk this for sure.
You can watch Love Island Australia.
Boo.
Oh, so they go back and forth?
I hear that.
It's not back and forth. It's on different networks.
Ah. Where does that consume?
I don't know.
DeVito? I can't remember what his name was.
Davide.
Davide.
Ah.
Davide.
Fake. Dead to me. It seems.
I think he had a good cooking
when
show.
Is
tonight's voting?
Simeon.
Simone.
No, that's not.
What?
That's not what she said.
We'll see.
Oh, that's right.
Simeon.
We'll see.
So tonight's an episode. Then you're gonna vote. And then someone's getting dumped tomorrow. Hmm. And then we got Final Four, I guess. They're going Final Four.
Jennifer, start watching Rain.
Okay.
Man, I'm telling you.
The way he was talking about Rain was as if it was Love Island. He's like, the queen.
It's real life, love. It's real life.
It's not real life. It's a scripted show. This is real life.
It's true.
What?
This is real life.
No! Are you about the people... are real.
It's scripted.
He's talking about the history.
The history is real.
Okay, so is Love Island. It's happening right now. Once you live in the present.
Oh my God.
Mr. hates to live in the past.
Can I just say, it's times like this when I realize I do a show with an idiot.
Oh, I do a show. Are you kidding me? You see, it's real. It's a scripted show. Man. It's a dramatization.
I'm gonna research.
I really don't think it was that entertaining in real life.
No. You want to know if it's real?
Yeah.
Pull up Mary Queen of Scots.
Mary Queen of Scots. I mean, it could be based on
great. So we have another show about the Queen of England?
That's another show? You know what? I just Googled how accurate is Rain, the TV show?
Yeah.
AI said it is not very historically accurate.
Oh,
really?
Oh, Allen Iverson said
it. It uses the names of real historical figures.
Yeah.
But... they took creative liberties with their lives.
Wow.
Relationships and events.
Iverson's not buying
it. Agreed.
So, not history.
Stunned Steve says, is Love Island the show where Buddy watches his lady with someone? No, that's Temptation Island.
Can I just say this?
And that's Temptation Island, Spain.
Dear people.
Total Drama Island.
If you go to a show
a good one.
Called Temptation Island.
Yeah.
then your relationship is already over.
That's true.
Like, I want you to go home to your. I want you to go home to your significant other and say, you know what? I want to check if our relationship is real.
Yeah.
Let's go do Temptation Island.
No, but what if you frame it a different way? Like, baby, I know our relationship is solid. Let's go get some easy money.
There's another show. There's another show called that. What is called The Ultimatum?
What?
First, that one too.
I don't win anything.
I don't think you win anything for Temptation Island. I don't think you win money.
What the hell do you? What are we?
Temptation
doing?
Island. People like to be is famous. When you go to the show with your girl or your significant other, and then you are tempted by other people. No, you're already done.
Two different places,
huh?
Yeah, you're in two different. So you're in a hotel or resort with a bunch of dudes, and then you know vice versa. And so then they meet at a fire pit, and then they show them the iPad of all the sexy time.
Wow.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Okay.
But Love Island, to be fair, has not been Love Island this season. It's been more Horny Island, if anything. But these people don't know each other.
Ah.
Mm.
That hideaway footage was diabolical.
It was. They haven't gone to it very much. It's only the second time. Mm. It's been the least amount of hideaways that there's ever been in Love Island history.
The what now?
The hideaway. The hideaway. Everyone knows the hideaway.
Like the little bar at the baseball stadium?
No,
that's the hide. That is the hide. Close, though.
Temptation. Tobin is just standing at the food court.
No, it's not Temptation. I just go to where I want to go.
Can I just tell you, is there... Here.
Bourbon chicken.
Is there any greater food... Then that little piece of chicken on a stick.
Okay, can you tell me? It does not taste the same once you get it right?
Yeah, but they're always giving you that bum-ass bourbon, though. That bourbon chicken is always for free.
Let me tell you.
That bourbon chicken is awesome. And then you decide if you want. I can't get Chinese food in a food court, though. I can't.
Why not?
It's just no. It's like
a
buffet.
They give you samples of that Charlie's sandwich.
No, I can't get samples of a sandwich.
No, but they make it so delicious and crispy and perfect. And then once you get the sandwich, no. Not the same. Can't compare.
Dog.
You right?
No, I just... how do we feel about people bringing their dogs to work?
I mean, Sasha's very well behaved.
So. I don't... Yeah.
Good with it. I'm kind of gotten used to it.
I'm going
to
bring Zeus.
I'm going to bring Sunny Bunny.
Okay. I'm going to bring Zeus.
Bring Zeus.
Yeah, but the problem is...
play.
Can I just tell you... Why I can't bring Zeus? There's too many fake trees. Zeus lets every tree have it, even if he don't have to go.
You know what to bring him.
He circles the tree. I'm like, no, Zeus!
Put all the trees on the table.
It doesn't matter.
He'll jump on the table and pee on those trees.
No, it's like it's unbelievable.
Well, that's our show for today, everybody. Yeah. We'll talk to you.
Welcome to July.
July Sports Talk, dude. We'll talk to you, Rask. Although we nailed you're on notice. That was some great sports talk.
You're welcome.
Well, hey, she kicked it off strong.
Strong.
She did kick it off.
I set the tone.
You went after the kicker.
I set the tone.
We'll talk to you, Rascals, tomorrow.
Then he says, you look like a windsock filled with water, fat ass.
I'm hungry, but I'm not hungry.
That's why they fat! I want the fat asses blocking!
Come and find me, motherfuckers!